All right, welcome back. Who's talking tonight? Jim Hopgood, Frank Maloney, and we are visiting with former NFL and UVA star Patrick Kearney. And Patrick, thanks for staying with us. You mentioned some of the stars you played with. Which of your former teammates do you stay in touch with? And the question that's always tough, do you have a favorite moment from your Cavalier playing days?
I'll take the second one first. It's a layup question for me. It was my last home game. We played North Carolina, who at the time was also a nationally significant program. Our big rival, and it was just one of those perfect football days. You know, late autumn, leaves changed, crowd raucous, and was able to go out and produce a big game that day, come up with a big win, and the students section stormed the field after the game. It was pretty surreal. as far as guys I stay in touch with, I'm always. Always on the lookout for big recruits. I'm always sending Poindexter links of kids I'm seeing around and, the local high schools. If I see anyone who I think could contribute to the Hoos, I'll send them a link, try to keep in touch with them. Noel LaMontagne, I try to keep in touch with a lot. David Rivers and Will Thompson, two of our backup quarterbacks, they were the two best men at my wedding. So certainly formed some great bonds on the Hoos football team that have lasted.
Patrick, before we let you go, we know you have an expanding family up there. You've got a new baby girl. Talk about your wife and your career plans going forward. And if you've got a second, tell us a little bit about your foundation.
Yeah, met my wife in Seattle. So, again, made that free agency decision validated. the biggest game out there. No, definitely the biggest game. Yeah, she's the morning sports anchor for CBS here in New York and also hosts a lifestyle show for CBS. She's great. She's good at what she does, hardworking lady. Got a beautiful daughter, 11 months old. And I just graduated from Columbia Business School in May, and I'm taking some time off to just enjoy life a little bit. I transitioned right from retirement out of the NFL to marriage to honeymoon right into business school. So I'm just I'm kicking back for a little bit, but we'll start transitioning into thinking what I want to do next here fairly soon.
That's exciting. And your daughter's name?
It's Ashley.
Pretty name. Well, Patrick, we've enjoyed having you on the show, and hopefully we can bring you back down the road one day and find out how the new career is going.
Well, yeah, sounds good. I hope I got something great to report on.
Well, we look forward to it, and I know you'll be very successful. Listen, have a great night.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Take care, Patrick. All right. All right, let's move on here.
You want to do the play of the game now?
Yeah, let's do the LeClaire-Ryan play of the game.
That's absolutely the case. Our friends at LeClaire-Ryan, as you know, bring us the play of the game every week, and Frank will describe a play from, of all things, the football game.
Imagine that. Late in the first quarter with the Hoos up 9-0, junior quarterback Mike Rocco threw a quick hitch to wide receiver Darius Jennings at midfield, virtually right in front of the U of R bench. And number 6 was off to the races after a few nifty moves and a huge burst of speed. And before you know it, he was in the end zone, 51 yards, and a 16-0 lead. Rocco and offensive coordinator Bill Lazor want more plays like that. They talked about it in the summer camp and so forth. And I think that's what they're going to be looking for more of this year.
Well, the difference, I think, now is Virginia has speed, particularly at those skill positions. You know, with the running backs and the receivers, Jennings, Terrell, Tim Smith. Tim Smith made a catch and run later, I think, in the second half. So they've got guys that are playmakers now, so you just got to get them the football and give them a little space and see what happens. Right. I think we also want to talk about the UVA club, don't we?
Absolutely. Who's talking? And that's Jim and Frank. We're proud to sponsor the UVA Club of Richmond's kickoff party at Sam Miller's on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It's a reception. UVA women's basketball coach Joanne Boyle, Dave Kane, and Tony Covington are all expected to speak, and that should be a lot of fun meeting them. Good food and drink and free parking over there at the Tobacco Company Club parking lot, door prizes, etc. Don't miss it, 6 o'clock Thursday night.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you there.